Thank you, Moshe Tiedbaum, for giving me some feedback. He said we should make sure to review these sheets after listening to it, because this is very fundamental to understanding Hasidus. That's number one. Number two is I want to wish Ronan and Sylvia a big happy anniversary. 20th year. It should be on May of Esrim. Okay. So we're now on page Chaf Zayin. We're still in the middle of this Hakdama Beis about understanding Chanukah and the depth of the darkness and the light. And we last discussed how the Sar Shel Esav, how when he attacked Yaakov in next week's Parsha, he injured his leg. And in a much deeper level, that meant the Netzach and Hod. We spoke about these concepts, which we'll revisit tonight. But the Netzach and Hod, if you look at the little diagram, Netzach and Hod represent the legs. And so when he injured the Netzach and Hod, we said, well, even though he only injured the Hod, the two legs go together. And they both end up getting injured equally. Anyway, I'll wait for Ronan. No, don't be sorry. So even though he only injured one of the legs, we said legs go together. A person with only one leg can't walk. You need both legs to walk, as opposed to hands. If a guy is missing one hand, lo leinu, his other hand could still work. But legs, you need both to function. So if you take a look now on page Chaf Zayin, v'hinei amru chazal, sheshes alafim shana hava he'olam. The world is 6,000 years. That's the length of it. V'chol elaf shana mikabelas oroseha misfir achas me'ashisha midah. So this is very, very important for understanding the world that we live in. That of the 6,000 years, it's broken to six different midos. So if you look at the charts now, everyone have the new charts in front. The center six spheres, the ones that are between the lines, the top line, the bottom line, they're the six spheres in the center, from Chesed, Gvura, Tferes, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. Those are six.
That's the car.
What?
That's the car.
Yeah, the car. That's a whole other world. That's Pesach. Well, that's Pesach. But even forget the car. But he's right about that. The spheres are everywhere. That's in essence what he's saying. Everything you look at, whether it's Hanukkah, whether it's Sukkot, whether it's Pesach, whether it's Shavuos, whether it's eating a Shabbos meal, spheres are everywhere. But this is the backbone of everything that you're going to encounter. But that's a very nice way to look at it. I guess you'd see now a Kara here, and you see Mara, and very good.
The backbone?
Right. So the center one's called the Vav. These are the Vav. It's also called Vav Ktsavos. Ketzavos are like a kate is the end. There are five sides to everything. Six sides to everything. So that's the six in the middle. And we're going to get to how that corresponds to Yudke Vavke in just a moment. But these six in the center are very fundamental. And the generations, the thousand years, the millennia, correspond to each of these midos. So for example, the very first millennia, the first thousand elef, is going to be Keneged Chesed. That the Torah, we know the world was created, Al Chesed Ibane, was built on Chesed. Chesed was the first door, the first thousand years. The next one was Gevura. The next one was Teferis. The fourth one was Netzach. The fifth one was Hod. Hod is the generation, the millennia, where Chanukah took place. And the final one is Yesod, the sixth one. We're in the sixth year now, the sixth elf now, rather. We're in five, what are we? Shin Samech, Taf Shin Samech, Ches, Ayin, Taf Shin Ayin. What? Tavshin Ayin Tes. So we are in the sixth millennia, which is Yesod and Yosef. That's why Weimer is giving Shirum and Yosef Tzadik, because we're in that millennia of Yosef Tzadik. And Yesod corresponds to the Makom Ha'Aver in a man, the Bris Mila. That's connected. That's why the Inyanim of Arayos are in this generation. That's why there's a problem of different gender issues we've discussed last time. So that's the Elif of Yesod and Yosef Tzadik. That, again, that's the background of Rav Weinberger's Shirim on Sunday. We're discussing the fifth Elif, which is Hod. That's where Chanukah took place. We're currently in Yesod, but we're discussing Hod, which was the fifth Elif.
So the top ones
are nothing. Well, I'll explain about the top ones since you're asking about Chachm and Bina. The Zohar says, Tikkuni Zohar actually, says that Chachm and Bina were 2,000 years prior to the creation of the world. That they existed and they're considered machshava. When you have thoughts, so they don't come to actuality, you don't actualize the thoughts until you've created something. So Chachma and Bina were before the world was created. It was almost like B, whatever, BCE, whatever Rashi Tehu was going to give it. before the world was created, that's Chachma and Bina. But the first Lemaisa years were starting from Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. So now whenever you see these Rashi tables, look inside in the Chav Zayin, you see Midos Chagat. Chagat stands for Chesed, Gvura, and Tiferes. We're in Chav Zayin. We're back inside the Sipsei Chayin. You need the page, the book, and then the diagram on the side. So we're in page Chav Zayin. It says the last line of the, we're going to just read the center text tonight. Midos Chagat stands for, again, Chesed, Gvura, and Tiferes. And then going to the next page, Nahi is Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. These are the Rashi tables, so these six center spheros. Okay. Now, he says further, now, by the way, just in Malchus is the seventh one. There are seven lower ones. There are three higher ones, which is Keser, Chachma, Bina. We always talk about the seven lower ones. That's in reality. The Malchus is the seventh one. That's a whole other world. We're not going to discuss tonight. But when we say Sfiras Omer, each week of the 7 weeks are considered Chesed, and then there's Gvura. Each week is corresponding to the seven. Our focus is in the six. We're not discussing Malchus at all tonight. Exactly. Most Mashiach, Melech Mashiach is all about Malchus. The seventh year, that's Shabbos also, Shabbos Malchus, that's Malchus. Now, we're going to have to, over the course of time giving Shirim, we're going to discuss the nature of each of these as well. Netzach and Hod are very hard to understand how they function. Chesed we get, Gvura is punishment, Tiferes is a nice equilibrium between the both of them. Netzach and Hod is hard to explain right now, so I don't fully grasp it myself yet. Yesod is when you take a certain koach and you put it into this world. That's why it's keneged the Os Bris Kodesh. And Malchus is a receiver. It's usually the woman who receives from the man and then ultimately creates something, a child that creates something in whatever you're creating, a building. A Yesod is ideas that are being brought out, and the Malchus is really putting them, implementing them into something, into reality. So if you go further now into the center text on page Chafes, we say, Al Kain, therefore, Lo Kain, Al Kain, Lo Kiblu B'nei Yisrael Etz HaTorah Ad She'giya Elef HaShlishi. So after having that background, that each 1,000 years is connected to a different midah, so we are only able to accept the Torah in the third millennia, which was the midah of Tiferes. The Gemara tells us, does anyone know what year that Avram was born in the Jewish calendar? 1948. He was created, he was born. And then there's a machlok is when he recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu. According to one opinion, it was 52. That means 2000 in the Jewish calendar is when he recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the beginning of the third Elif. The beginning of 2001 is into the third millennia. So that's when there's a certain level of Torah that was brought into this world, which is the Midah of Yaakov. The third millennia is Yaakov, who's Midas Emes, Midas Torah. And then it says, V'he'iru Sviras Tiferes, Midas Hashem Yaakov Avinu Etzma Torah. So Yaakov is the third millennia, which is again 2,000 into 2,000 years and above. Uve'emsa Elef Harvi. Now the next Elef, which is the Netzach now, Kishakfar He'iru Midos Netzach Hod Shem Haraglayim. So now in the fourth millennia, Netzach and Hod, remember they go together. Even though Netzach is independent, they're really connected. So in the fourth Elef, Netzach and Hod start to come into this world, the legs. So now the injury that Esav had done to Yaakov years earlier is now coming into fruition right now during the fourth millennium of Netzach and Hod. So that's when Yavan came in. When we were vulnerable, because what happened with Yaakov and the Sarsha Esav had put into this world a certain negativity, a certain vulnerability to the Midas of Netzach and Hod, which meant during the fourth and fifth millennia, that's when we're going to feel the pain of that injury of Sarsha Esav on the Yerach of Yaakov. And Shinistalka HaNavua Mibnei Yisrael. The Navua, during Baisheni and during the fight of the Yavanim, is when we lost the ability to have prophecy. That's when it left this world. Somehow, Netzach and Hod are connected to Nevuah. Netzach is Moshe Benu, Hod is Aaron. So Nevuah somehow travels through those Midos. So once they were impacted by Esav, and it was coming into effect now during these 1,000 years, Nevuah was broken. That's what's being said right now. And this Sitra Achra comes in different forms. And in this form, it's coming as Yavan during this generation. Lashkicham Torasecha ulavir michukei rutzonecha, to make us forget all the Torah learned. Yeah.
That means that the pagam that was inflicted by Esau couldn't come into being until Netzach and Hod were available, so to speak, to the injured.
Exactly. Exactly. The injury took place in Yaakov, but they only became vulnerable when we were in that 1,000-year period that represented Netzach and Hod respectively.
So the Chor, let's say, if they skipped somehow to Yisod and there was no Netzach and no Hod, there couldn't have come into being.
If there could have been a theoretical way to circumvent those Midos, then we wouldn't be affected by it. Yeah. But they just came out. They were hidden. They were, you know, they were somehow hidden in the world, and they came out during the door of Netzach and the door of Hod. Now let's read a little further. Everyone good right now with this? Again, it takes a lot of review, and
once you're done with those millennia, that they come back?
Why would they come back? No, once it took effect, we're trying to now. Our vote in this world is always to fix. To be misakin, to have tikkun, to fix what went wrong. So the Yavan came in and he had their various problems. The Chashmonaim were able to, and we'll see how they were able to overcome the destruction of Esav. But once you fix that, you're complete. There's always a little bit of a pagam that's left that we're always trying to fix. But the Chashmonaim did a very big part of that fix during their time period by bringing the Or HaShachanaka that was able to override their darkness of what Yavan brought into this world. Mm-hmm. But we're always trying to fix things it all goes back to Adam HaRishon also. The Chayr Adam Chava, every single sugya in this world always goes back to Adam Chava. Everything goes back to the first Beis and Bereshis. It all goes there and then just kind of trickles down. And even though there are fixes, we're always trying to fix it. It's never complete. The Gemara says every single Avera that we do has a little shemitz of the Cheda Ego. Cheda Ego is always in every Avera. It's the cause of every Avera a little bit. So we're always trying to fix what took place earlier. Because he's Hod?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Aaron is Hod. He's Hodah. And that's why the Chashmonaim and the Kohanim were the ones who were the ones leading this battle against Yavanim, because it was Dafka through the Midah of Hod. Exactly. That's exactly right. And there's so many connections to probably last week I spoke about some of the Ramazim and Chaf Hei Kislev, which is Kol Yivarchu, which is the pasuk by Birchas Kohanim. The word Kohen itself has the letters Chaf Hei, but there's a lot of connections to Kohanim, Aaron, and Hod, and Hanukkah. So let's read a little bit further now. Hinei Hadal Golios, the four different exiles we have, Hema Keneged Hadal Osios Hashem Havaya, Yudke Vavke. Now, I mentioned this last week, Yudke Vavke isn't everything that we do. I mentioned, I think I mentioned last week. I gave that example.
Stucka, yeah.
Yeah, and just today I saw, and Ravitcher Meyer, he was talking about, he quoted an interesting sefer that said that when we eat chicken soup, there's Yudke Vavke there as well. How? So he says the kenelach is the yud. I don't know how this works exactly, but the soup is the hay somehow. The spoon is the straight, that's the vav inside, and the bowl is another hay. It says yud, the hay, the vav, and then the other hay. I don't get how the soup and the bowl are hays, but that's where you see yud kevavke. Everything we do, there's always yud kevavke. So before I even get inside, take a look at the diagram for a second. The same thing is true of the different. The different spheros. Keser, the top one, Keser is what we call Ein Sof. We don't understand Keser. It's above our understanding. And it represents the Kotz Shel Yud. Remember that Yud we have on the when you have in Safras, the Yud? The top, it's Machok is where that is, but according to most, it's the very top of the Yud that goes up. That's called like the little thorn of the Yud. That's the Keser. It's not even a letter in its own right. It's so far from our understanding. Chachma is Yud. Mm-hmm. Bina is He. The six in the middle that we were discussing is all Vav. Vav is all the six in the middle. And Tferes is known as the nucleus of all six. But that's all Vav, and then Malchus at the bottom is He. Just to bring this out a little bit further, what's going on here as well, we're trying to connect the dots a lot of times between the different spheros. There are also fathers and mothers and brothers and sisters and young couples going on here. What I mean by that is Chachma and Bina. Chachma is the father. Chacham, the father's a Talmud Chacham. The mother, we have, the Gemara calls it Bina Yisera. Women have a certain Bina Yisera. So that's Chachma's Av, Bina is Aim, and they come together, they produce children. Okay, so they're on the top. The Vav in the center represents a man, like a young man, and the Malchus on the bottom represents a young girl. And they come together, then they end up creating children, they move up to Chachma and Bina, to become parents. It's an ever-growing dynasty. Keser, nothing here is Hashem. Keser is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's first ability. We'll forget Keser for now. Okay. It's Ein Sof. We'll get to that hopefully at some other shir. But what's interesting is Friday night, we say in Nusach Tefillah and Shabbos, we say Vayinuchu Vo with a Va. Sorry, Va is Friday night. Vayinuchu Vo is Shabbos day. And what's Mincha?
Vam.
The understanding is Leil Shabbos nighttime is the female. That's the Va, the Hey. The Hey in the bottom is the female. And the daytime is the man. It's the Vo, that's the Vav. And Mincha and Shabbos, they come together. Vayinuchu Vam, them, Mem is together. They become a unit. That's why also it's brought down in Halacha that Friday night when you have the Chalas, two Chalas on top of each other, which one do you cut, the bottom or the Friday night? Because the bottom always represents the female. And then that's a Halacha thing, but you want to make, but always the bottom one. The daytime you cut the top because the male is always considered the on the top. Like here, the Vav is on top and the Hay is on the bottom. And this comes up in so many different areas. So, yeah.
The reason why we start out with the Nukva or the Zachar is because Shabbos Malkus, because you would assume that you start with the Vav with a Zachar first to be Mashviya, and then the Nekeva to be the Kabbal on Shabbos day, and then the Vav.
It's actually excellent point. So there's always sometimes the inspiration comes from the bottom, and sometimes it comes from the top. Mm-hmm. Shabbos we're working up. So there are different levels of olamos. There's Atzilus, there's Bria, there's Yitzir, and there's Asiya. That's not here. This is another discussion. But what? Abiyah, right. But I don't want to get into the world right now, but you're always growing up. So Shabbos, we start from the bottom, and we're climbing up. So since Malchus is the bottom, we start with Hay to get to Vav, to climb up to a higher olam. The highest, exactly.
But Shabbos is rooted in Le'el. Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov, and we start. So you would have assumed that on the Yom Tov, we start with the bottom challah, because then we are creating that Yom Tov, so to speak. But on Shabbos, it's the Shefa is coming without our input from the Rosh Chodesh. So that should be the Rosh Chodesh.
It's a very good point. I'm not entirely sure. I would think that we try and climb up, but it's a good point. I'm not entirely sure. Any question?
Next time.
Oh, I thought.
An answer now that I want to say public.
Oh, okay. We'll catch you afterwards for the private session. Okay, so again, so this is the Yud Kei Vav Kei. So now, what he says here as well, let's read this inside the text. Yud Kei Vav Kei also plugs in very nicely to the various Galios, the four Galios. Whenever you see four, you always think Yud Kei Vav Kei. Dal Kosos, there's Yud Kei Vav Kei there. Four is always Yud Kei Vav Kei. Lahoros to teach us, why did, you know, it's a very strange thing. Why would the four exiles correspond to Yudke Vavke? That would be the opposite. And so he explains there, Amashikasav Imo Anochi Bitsara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with us, no matter how painful it is. Even in Gullus, there's a Yudke Vavke that's hidden that we have to try to find. So now he's going to go through how Yudke Vavke corresponds to the four exiles. Kasher Galu Yisrael Bavel, Gali Mahim Oz Yud. So the first one was really Bavel. Bavel was the first, that's the letter Yud. Shel Hashem Havaya, Baruch Hu. So now, let's just pause there for a moment. We're going too long, stop me, because this stuff, I could get lost in this world. But
why is Bavel?
What would you think the first one would be?
I mean,
no. Ah, Mitzrayim, excellent.
No, Mitzrayim is all of them.
Ah, so look at this, excellent. Look at Os Tezvav, Tezvav on the bottom. Dal Galios Neged Dal Osios Havaya. Hadal Galios Hema Misnagdin Lekdushas Yisrael. Hamekablin Kedushas Medal Osios Hashem Havaya Baruch Hu. Fine. Galios Mitzrayim. Who are shoresh lechol galios? This is actually the source of all exile. Zelu mazeh neged kotel shayud. It's the kotel shayud. It comes before the yud kevavke. So it even exists. It's the shoresh. Just like keser is like the shoresh of all kedusha. Mitzrayim is the shoresh of all tuma. Amalek is also rachis tuma, but we'll forget Amalek for right now. There's a connection between Amalek and Mitzrayim. But that's why it says in the pasuk in the bottom line, "Vayakotzu mipnei bnei Yisrael." The lashon of kotz appears in the avdus of Mitzrayim. It's the kotz. It's higher than the four galios. Like keser is higher than the yud kevavke. Fine. Now it makes sense, right? So back inside now. Kasher galu Yisrael Bavel, galu imaim os yud again, shel Hashem avaya baruch hu. So now yud is connected, which of the kedushas? Of the spheros? Remember which one yud is? Nope. No, you're right. So you're right. Chachma. You're right. Chachma. I'm sorry. You're right. Yud is Chachma. So now, that's why Bavel, the Gemara oftentimes sends Bavel, people from Bavel are tipshim, who say things that are tipshus, or whatever the conjugation would be. Because remember, everything's the opposite. So Yud of Kedusha is Chachma, which is connected to Bavel of Tumah. Bavel is a place that doesn't have Chachma, it's a place of tipshus. Mm-hmm. That's the inverse of each other. Shtiyot. Shtiyot. Yeah. So then it says, Ubegalus Pras Madai, which is the next, is second Gullus, is Os Hei Rishon, which Hei is connected, Bina, which is also a level of wisdom. It's a different type of wisdom. That's why, who was Melch Pras Madai? Achashverosh. What did the Gemara call him? Melch Tipeshu. He was also Tipesh, because they connected both Chachma and Bina, Bavel is Tipshus, as is Madai Upras, Pras Madai. The third Gullus, which is connected to Osvav, he writes, Kasher nishtabdu bnei Yisrael tachas malchus Yavan harisha nishtabed ha'ozvav shel shem havayah. Now the Yavan's connected the letter Vav, which is the center of the spheros that we've been talking about, these six spheros. Baruch hu kenal. Fine, so that's Vav. Remember when we said the Vav, these Vav six spheros, Tiferes is the nucleus. That's the center of all of them. That's the backbone, that's the spine of everything. So
what is Vav representing? We said like Chachma, anti-Chachma, what is the Vav of Yavan opposite of?
The Vav, it's the opposite of, it's also a level of Torah. It's the Torah Shebichtav, we call it. And the Malchus is Torah Shebal Peh. So it connected Torah as well, which is Yaakov at the center. Yavan tried to also dilute the Torah and say it was nothing special. There's no Kedusha to the Torah. It's a secular subject. So although they were smart, they didn't have Tipshus, but they still took out the Kedusha from the Torah Shebichtav. And then finally, the last one, in Begalus HaAchron, the last Gullus, which is the one we're currently in, which is a combination of both Edom, which are the Christians, and Yishmael, which of course are the Muslims, that's Nishtabed HaOs Hei Tata, that's the final Hei on the bottom, Kinegin Malchus. So that's the parallel we have between the Kedusha and the Tumah. So we're still good to read a little further. So he says now, Umishim Sheva Malchus Yavan HaNishtabed HaOs Vav, since they were in the Gullus of connected to the Vav of Hashem's name, Hisnagdu L'Shorash HaTorah Shebichtav Shu Ozvav. Torah Shebichtav is Ozvav, so that's why they were attacking the text of the Torah. They did translate it into Greek. V'lazeh lo hayisa shibud malchus yavan neged gufos b'nei Yisrael. It wasn't against the people, it was against the ideology of b'nei Yisrael. K'mo shar ha-galios. The other galios were against the people. Yavan was against the people, who's against the Chefta Shel Torah, which is the Vav. Rak ratu lakros haTorah shesharasha b'sfiros teferes, which was again the nucleus being teferes, which is Yaakov, which is Torah. Uvimkomo lelamdein chachmas yivanis chas v'sham, to replace the Torah with the learning of Greek. V'zeh ha'isa ikrat sara lashkicham torasecha lahavira mechukei ritzonecha. They wanted to have us forget all the learning. V'agam shelo al tabiyado bidei ha'yivanim lahapik zimamam. They weren't successful in doing this. The Shtalid al Etzem Torah. Why weren't they able to? Ki Yaakov vino alav Hashalom shehu Etzem Torah. That Yaakov stood for the learning of the Torah. The Merkavo the Sfiras Tiferes, and he was the chariot of Tiferes. Kvar lochem b'shvila. He already fought this battle for us before Imsaro Shal Esav. He already beat Gabriel. He defeated him. Alkolim Kolzeh Adain Hishtaltu Chelik Mimenu Aydei Shenaga B'Kafirecho. There was some weakening of the learning because of Yavam. He wasn't successful, but enough to cause some damage. Shehem Haragolim Hamikaimen as Yaakov Etzma Torah. The people who preserve, who maintain the Torah, which referring to, I believe, those who are Machzike Torah in terms of supporting Torah, that became weaker in this time period, I guess. The Hayisa Golos Kashimod, it became a very, very challenging Golos. How are you able to learn if you can't get supported? That what was challenged. Not the ones learning it, but the ones who are Machzik the Torah. And now, also it's important to know, aside from the UKVFK and all these different things we've been discussing, everything also connects to body parts. We discussed a little bit about the body parts. He said the gullios are the same way. The gullus is the same. So Bavel, which is the first one, is connected to the Rosh, is connected to the head. It's the first one. And he says the Madai Pras are connected the arms, That's Ma'adin Pratz connected the arms. And then Yavan is connected the body. That's the Vav, that's the center of the body here. And then the bottom one is connected to Yishmal, is connected to the legs, I mean. The bottom legs is Yishmal and Edom. That's the final Galus. So everything connects to Sphiros, connects to body parts. It's all one. You know, some, if you talk to Avraham Weinberger on a deeper level, if you had any deep conversations with him or trying to figure out, you know, business decisions or partners, sometimes if you're lucky, if he knows you know these things, he'll refer to you by a certain midah and refer to someone else as a certain midah, and he'll tell you whether or not they could work with each other, whether it be a fusion. No, you can't have two yesods working with each other. A yesod is a guy who has imagination, who could think of ideas, but he needs the malchus guy to actually put things into play. So two yesods don't work well with each other. And two malchus don't work well with each other. What?
That doesn't always work out.
But a yesod and a malchus. Oh, okay, fine. So from experience, it hasn't always worked out. Okay, I understand. Sometimes people's yesod are very strong and don't work well with a good malchus. I understand what you're talking about. But typically, a yesod and a malchus, they go well. It's a husband and a wife. Not every marriage works out. Not every partnership works out. But at least you have to try to have a good yesod and a good malchus to put things together. There's some guys who are a netzach, and some guys who are hod, and some guys who are chesed. Oh, so if you could understand these things in people, you could really, you know, look at someone's name. That's what Mekubalim do. They look at people's names, and there's this svarim on names, that they could tell you what your mida is based on your name alone, and it's a scary thing.
That's why they tell you right
the
names.
Exactly. So they know, they memorize the book of names. There's a sefer out there, those who want to get, should I not tell you the name of the sefer?
Yeah.
You want to hear it? There's a sefer, those who want, it's called Sod Shemos B'nei Adam, and it will go through not only your name, Ezra, but everyone's who you want to find out about. And but it's dangerous because then you may not be understanding what you're understanding. But okay, it's out there. Let's should we go a little further up to you guys. I don't want to take too much time. Yeah. So let's go further then. At the bottom of page Lamed. Achein kasher eitz Hashem yizbarach biyomim ahem bisman hazeh. Hakadosh Baruch Hu helps during these times. Biyomim dechanukah, the days of Hanukkah. His azru omet hakohanim hakadoshim mitzmatzio banav. He strengthened the matzio and the kohanim and hod. Shehayu mizera Aaron hakohenu hamerkava lemidas hod, that came from hod. Shesham haya pagam, the pagam was in the mid of hod, which was the leg that Sar Shel Esav had injured. Umasu nafsham luchom alkim haTorah, and they fought, the chashmonaim and matzio fought to preserve the learning of the Torah. By day zeh zachul lehatzilas haTorah, they were able to save the Torah. Vubazeh nigmar atikun lehapagam shenasai deasar shel Esav. By them winning the war, and more importantly by learning, they were able to overcome the impact from Sar Shel Esav. Vizel shekavu chachamizal as yimechanikal lehodas lehalel ki makor inyan hoda. Where does hoda? Where does gratitude come from? It's nitzmach misfirat hoda. Comes from the mid of hod. Hod is the ability to give thanks, to recognize it's someone other than you. Vayidei pagam hahod shenigram shichas haTorah, that the effect, an injuring that hod caused a forgetfulness of Torah. Shekocho gam lahodos lahalel Hashem Yisbarach. Learning Torah is a way of praising, acknowledging Hashem. Why do we learn? Because it's our acknowledgement to Hashem that He created us, He created the world. When you don't learn, it shows that you're forgetting Hashem. You're not giving the gratitude and praise that you should. So that's how that connects. So learning Torah is connected to Hod. Not learning Torah is a way of not recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll go to Chasad of Niflos of Imanu. The Kasher Nasanes, when the miracle happened, V'nitkan Tzfiras HaHod, and they fixed the Hod, Nizkiru Gam Shetzichan L'Hodos L'Hal Hashem Yisparach, then they recognize we should learn. They said, wait a second, we should talk of thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It all led to the ultimate Hodah that we have to give to Hashem. Lachain tzarach kol adam, therefore every single person, losum el libo, let's just finish this piece here, we're almost done. First, we're not going to say anything else on the outside, I don't think. Each person should pay attention to elo yamim during the days of Chanukah, liz koratovos v'achasodim ashin hashpilo Hashem Yisbarach, that he should be able to recognize the good Hashem does to us, uvemyuchad shezoch elomar Torah, and certainly and more so, that we're able to learn, ulispalo b'liv mafriya, to daven without being distracted. You know, Baruch Hashem, we're in America, we can learn freely. There's no distractions at this point. To thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for these opportunities to learn and to daven without distractions. Ulahodos ulahalo azeh l'Hashem Yisbarach, b'zeh yitakin midas hod shalom. Saying modim in Shemoneh Esrei, saying thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what Chanukah is all about. V'nasa neis daika ide halakas menorah. It came through the neis dafka, came through the menorah, u'metias pach, and the finding of the pach, Hashemen, Harom zina chachmas haTorah, with the oil, the menorah. There's some amazing remuzim how the menorah corresponds to learning Torah, but it certainly represents chachma. That the Gemara tells us that the shulchan in the Beis Hamikdash was in the north, and the menorah was in the south. And the Gemara says in Baba Basra, those who want to become wise should go to the south, daven to the Darum, Yadrim, because the menorah is in the south. Those who want to become wealthy should go to the north, which is for the Shulchan. The Shulchan means Shulchan Malachim, a table of food. So the south and the menorah corresponds to Chachma, wisdom. That's where the Shemin also corresponds to wisdom. So that's why Dafka, if the whole thing is about learning, learning is really what gets us to thank Hashem. So that's why the miracle took place through Shemin and the menorah, which represents Tov. Ki ikr tikkun ha'hod, how does one fix the toad, the hod? Be'elu hayamim ha'isa'ide ha'lakas menorah, by lighting the candle, shehirba ba'or kito, by bringing more or, more physical light, but more importantly, more spiritual light, which is limna Torah, ein tov el Torah, u'ma'at ha'or, shenizgal ha'ide ha'nes, by a little light that was revealed through the miracle, docha harbe choshech mena yevanim. We know when it's a dark room, you put a little candle on, it's going to make a big, big impact. So a little bit of a nace was able to push away the darkness of the Yavanim. Uvah Malkum Shirato Yavanim Lashkicha Matara Secha Zachal Lahayir Einayim B'Torah Aydei Neiris Menorah. They wanted us to forget learning. The Neiris Menorah allowed us to see and better learn with enlightening us. Kedichsev Ki Neir Mitzvah Torah Or. And again, finally, Umishim Sheikar Achisaron Shenigam Aydei Akas Asar Sheisav Haisa Shehizik Es Atom Chay Torah. So when Sar Sheisav injured us, he was injuring those that were Golem, the legs that hold up learning. The people learning, they're on top. But who's holding them up? It's the machzike Torah, the ones who are supporting the learning. Without them, everything crashes. So he injured the leg, the machzike Torah. L'chei nagu b'chanaka l'saviv b'regel, to walk on your legs, netzach and hold your legs. L'achzer ala pisachim, to go from door to door. L'kabit mos l'achzik b'nei Torah. Apparently there's a minhag dafka to collect for the yeshivas on Chanukah. Purim, they do the same thing, which makes sense. Purim is also connected to netzach. It's true also, but particularly on Purim and Chanukah, which are Netzach and Hod, which are the regalim of the Limud Torah. That's why they say Ad Shetichla Regel Min Ashuk is the Shir of Chanukah. Ad Shetichla Regel, because it's all about the regalim as well. In Lasaken Hatam Chay Oraisa, to support learning. There's not a pitch by any chance for Emek HaMelech, but maybe we should make it into a pitch for Emek HaMelech. Vaidei Hishamshus Imir Golim Letzorach Hachzakas HaTorah Yitukanu Midos Netzach Vahod. By fixing these netzach hod, hamachzikin as gufa Torah, that then supports Torah. By deze you took on mimela kachat Torah beatzman. Then by helping support the Torah, that allows the limra Torah itself to be effective. V'zeh tam shebechol shana v'shana b'meitikun hakas kaf yerch Yaakov, during every day of fixing the leg of Yaakov, misgal gam ofen refuah. There's also refuah. There's a healing that's brought into this world during Chanukah. Shehu has galus ha'oraganas. When you start revealing that hidden light, you start learning more that oraganas has an impact even on physical ailments. Oro shel melech ha'mashiach shetzadikim misrapim ba. Okay, shkoyach.